Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Alright, let's get our focus on that which is interesting and important, not necessarily one and the same. It's 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, and you're not. Rich McFadden is here, Molly Brown, the news clown. Oh, wait a minute, no, Molly Brown, the Molly Brown. Where did that come from, Molly Brown?
That was a TV show.
The Unthinkable.
No, I'm just reading. Actually, I'm just reading an email from a guy named Phil Brown, and that's how it gets sort of filtered in. You see, I get distracted.
Yeah, but then you added in the news clown.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, Phil is probably one of those. Yeah, Molly Sage, the news page, is here along with Ken. You didn't get that twisted around a little.
I did. We're following.
Wasn't that funny?
Are you really?
You over the cliff.
We got it. It just wasn't that good.
Well, excuse me. It's Jennifer overacting her part again. No, it's overplaying your part, right? That's usually McFadden's problem, but I didn't expect it from you.
Did you wander off on Ambien?
Did I? No. Ambien would put me to sleep. Why do I sound like I'm asleep?
Okay,
I sleep well last night, but it's normally I'm pretty perky about this time of the day.
Okay.
I happen to think that
Speaking
I am.
Speaking of perky, should we talk about Caitlin?
Well, Bruce, a.k.a. Caitlin, all over social media, Twitter today, et cetera, et cetera. We have comments on this, by the way. Kenny, what do we have?
From us. Yes.
Jennifer's eager to have a conversation about this, so I don't know that we have much. There's not much news here that people don't know. Bruce has become Caitlin.
She got 1.8 million Twitter followers yesterday in like an hour after that cover came out. Talking about breaking social media. She did it.
Yeah.
It did it.
So
something did
what
it.
When you look at that picture, Jennifer, what do you
on
think?
On Vanity Fair magazine.
So I walk it. I'll tell you that we've had at my day job. I talk about my day job quite often. We have a lot of stuff going on. So a lot of working late, getting in early, and so I walk in and I see my lovely friend Courtney, who's got her hands covering her computer monitor as I walk through the door of her office. She goes, "Have you seen this yet?" And I'm like, "What, your hands?" And so she releases her hands and she shows me this image. I'm like, "Whoa." And she screams out, "That's Bruce Jenner." And immediately what ran through my head is this is going to freak out men everywhere because they're going to just look casually at the cover of that magazine and they're going to go, "Dang, who's that hot chick?" And then they're going to realize it's Bruce, don't call me, or Caitlin, don't call me Bruce Jenner.
Just like
and I think
almost
it's going to freak
yesterday.
Them out.
I was so just we're not looking through Facebook and I was just like, "Huh, okay." Didn't think anything about it, but it was kind of like, "Oh, okay, attractive woman." And then later I see that it's Bruce Jenner and I'm like, "Oh my God."
So there's no confusion with her and Hillary Clinton, who's the also the most photographed.
She's hotter than Hillary Clinton, are you kidding?
That probably didn't take too much. Anyway, keep going. Is that it?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. What did you guys think? I think there's probably some photoshopping involved, although Molly and I were talking off air. Let me put this delicately. Molly said, "Where did those
hoo-hoos come from?
Where did the breasts come from?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, the breastuses. Where did they come from? And I think either he must have had them kind of tied down before when he was walking the streets, or maybe in the last few weeks he's gotten
natural?
Them bigger. No, he admitted to having a breast implant. He had breast implants before.
Where did they get the skin from his butt? Is that what happens when you do that sort of thing? They take the skin off your butt?
They take the skin. They must from somewhere. I don't know. But I know that he had implants, and he was considering getting them bigger, like bigger ones. I think he had said he was like a B cup or something. So judging, either they photoshopped these boobs or he got bigger ones, don't you think, before this started?
I don't know, but the more I look at this picture, I'm just like, oh.
This is the Doug Seven Good Day program.
I don't know.
But the reason that I know that they were there, that they're real and not photoshopped, yeah. I forgot to tell you, I lost my train of thought, mm-hmm. is I saw on Instagram yesterday, there was a picture of Caitlin in a bright red wowser dress, and there was nothing photoshopped about what she had going on up top. Now, the one thing that can't be changed, you can shave your Adam's apple, but Caitlin still's got man hands. Definitely.
That's why in the Vanity Fair cover, and his legs. Hands are behind his, her, the Caitlin's well, hands
you're
are behind the back.
Amputate the hands and put different hands on? You got the hands, well, no, hands on your hands?
Caitlin's holding them behind his, her back.
Correct. All right, Kenny, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/today, Twitter today.
Wyatt says, honestly, Caitlin is the only member of that extended family that I feel some genuine respect for.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. We're talking about the Kardashians, folks, in case you were been under a rock for the past 20 years. Keep going, Kenny.
Steven said she should have called herself Olympia Brenner.
That is a, by the way, an ESPN show on to honor her for courage and strength. Right, they're going to give her the Arthur Ashe Award for courage at the ESPY Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how that'll set. What? Go ahead.
You know.
You can dominate this conversation, Jennifer. It's okay.
I'm right with you, Jen. I'm right there.
Watching. Okay, so I was admittedly baffled by this whole thing up until I saw Bruce's interview with Diane Sawyer, and during that interview. I felt some compassion for Bruce, and I thought, you know what?
He came off good in that interview.
He is doing this for the right reasons. Richie.
Thank you.
And now I feel like maybe this is. I don't think any man would choose to do this just for publicity's sake. But I do think that there is some gratification here from the publicity, because now you're on the cover of Vanity Fair. Now you're getting these Twitter followers. You've got the E! Reality show coming out,
right?
And everything's produced still by the Kardashians secretly undercover.
You're monetizing it all.
Everything's produced by Ryan Seacrest. Who are you talking about? It's all Ryan Seacrest.
The Kardashians are still involved. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm really...
Hi. Any other thoughts, Kenny?
Yeah. Edward says, I normally dislike reading or commenting on the lives of celebrities, but in this case, I feel inspired to support Caitlin for being so brave. I may not understand the struggle she has gone through, but we can all understand how difficult the journey has been, and to commend her for getting to a place where she can be herself and own her name.
You know, one of the things that that I find specious are the ungrateful little of both comments made by people who are insecure about their own sexuality. So there were a number of talk radio hosts yesterday who were nervously making fun and jokes about this. I don't see that as being necessary or appropriate. Unless you have something sort of to hide yourself, why would you go there? Leave it be. Let it be whatever it is. It's not my choice. Maybe not be your choices, but there. And Kenny said, interestingly enough, any of the comments we've gotten have not been negative. I think you said that a couple of hours ago to me, Kenny, right?
Yes. So, all been positive.
Yeah.
The country is still in this weird place on this kind of stuff where you don't know what to think, what to say, how to handle it. So everybody walks on eggshells when talking about it. You're not allowed to say sometimes what you think, or if you think it's weird or you think it's strange, you kind of hold back. So it's a weird place and it's a weird situation. I have to admit,
how does it affect your life?
It doesn't. So I don't know what to say, think, do, and I don't care.
Maybe you're not
whatever.
Doing anything. Say anything.
Bruce, if you want to ride around with tatas, I don't care. Go do it.
Have yourself.
Yeah.
Hello to listener William Wilson and Greg Donahoe, listening to the Good Day program, 15 past the hour. Spring is here. And it's time for the amazing Genucel Spring Sale. What is Genucel? Genucel is a serum that you can use to get rid of those pesky bags and puffiness around your eyes. If you've had them for too long, now it's time to get rid of them. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags, the puffiness under and around your eyes, the lines around your eyes. Applications begin as soon as you get it, and in 12 hours you'll see the difference. 800-543-9262. Again, Genucel, 800-543-9262.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the key to happiness? Blogger Michelle Connolly says research shows two controllable factors.
First, your circumstances. They're only responsible for 20% of the happiness you have a say in.
Yet this is what most people chase. Money, status, possessions.
Worse yet, it only makes a short-term difference. So what's the real key?
Second, your actions. They create about 80% of the happiness you control, and the effects last longer. What specific actions?
Thinking good things, like being grateful.
Doing good things, like exercising.
Improving yourself, like learning a new skill.
So do something good today for your happiness. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Faith Green.
Harrison with you. Did you know that for the first time since territorial days, it'll actually become legal for people to catch rainwater in Colorado? Believe it or not, for over 100 years now in many western states, every single raindrop from the moment it fell belonged to a handful of private landowners. Landowners often hundreds of miles away, meaning people who scooped rainfall from their own gutters or rooftops were actually breaking the law. In Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah, the sky's been owned by a crazy quilt of rules and regulations. But now two new Colorado laws will allow people access to their own rainwater. Spurred, of course, by population growth, drought, and declining aquifer groundwater. Even with these new Colorado laws, the state will still fine people for catching raindrops without a permit. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, this answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. No one will argue that kids and alcohol, it's a first-rate problem. And researchers have found that a large number of individuals who experience serious alcohol problems started drinking right about the time they hit adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are four times as likely to become alcohol dependent as those who waited until age 21. But get this, the rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological trick? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes the drink, and then, if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
In heaven, there may or may not be any beer. Anheuser-Busch has stopped production, Richie, at its Georgia brewery to instead produce drinking water for those affected by
the
flooding.
Their beer is pretty much drinking water anyway. That shouldn't be a hard
test. That's a slammerama.
Spoken like a man.
They were asked to, this is, and the cans say water on them instead of beer. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, not a big
stretch.
That's
how you can tell the difference.
Right.
Yeah, by what the can says. So we have two bad reviews, folks, of Anheuser-Busch products since they've had new ownership. Here's another product that you may or may not be interested in. How many people have ever bought clothing at the Men's Warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
You have? What have you bought at the Men's Warehouse?
No, I'm teasing.
All right.
So my dad does, though.
The fellow who founded the Men's Warehouse was always in their television ads.
Right.
And he was pretty. His name is George Zimmer.
Right.
He got fired by the board of directors.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
His own company. So now he's got a new company called Z-Tailors, a website and an app that helps connect customers with on-demand tailors who make house calls.
Right.
How about that?
You go to the app, you plug in your thing, you say, yes, I need a tailor, and then boom.
Uber for tailors. What an interesting, cool, ingenious, right, idea. Yeah, I thought it was. Stories at DougStephan.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, time for our overview of the top five songs from this week in 1987. Starting at number five, Richie, Fleetwood Mac and Big Love. How many of you remember this tune? Again, from 1987 this week, top five songs, Big Love. Crank it up, will you, for a sec?
I actually like this song a lot better than some of their bigger hits that are too poppy. This one's actually kind of rock.
See, I like them the other side. I like the poppy stuff.
Yeah, you like the pop stuff.
I do like pop stuff.
So you like the next song.
Speaking of that, number four song this week in 1987 is Atlantic Star. This is perfect. Okay, calm down.
I'm sorry, when was this again? This is
1987.
Yeah, man. Down in Georgetown, down in D.C. Yeah. This was the song you went out and walked across the dance floor and asked the girl to dance to.
This one or the
your
next
mullet.
One.
Or the next one, yes.
They will bring us joy.
So, number three would follow number two, Chris DeBarge.
DeBarge.
All right. This is another great pop song, Lady in Red, number three.
Lady in Red.
I quite like this song.
Did you guys see Baby Mama with Tina Fey when they had this song on? I did, but I don't remember it. When they went out clubbing. And she went, this one's for the ladies, and played this, and everyone threw stuff at her.
All right, number two belongs to Kim Wilde. I kind of vaguely remember this song and thinking it was pretty not much of anything. This is the
dance club hit.
Yeah, I suppose dance hit. Yeah. Number two from this week in 1987. How many different covers are there of this song, Kenny, would you say?
Oh, at least half a dozen that were hits.
Yeah, right. This is not the best of them by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, we make up for it by the number one song from this week in 1987. You Too. What a fabulous song this is. Fabulous.
I'm touring right now.
Fabulous song. Crank it up. Way up, Richie. Did we talk about this guy from The Voice who used his money to fund information about ISIS?
No.
Which guy? I heard someone from
Ben Taub is his name. He was in the third season. I have the story right, Kenny, right? From The Voice?
Right.
The author of a New Yorker cover story about European teenagers joining ISIS. And because he was on this show, the money he got helped to finance his reporting. He was on Morning Joe earlier this week. He said he met a father whose son had been recruited by ISIS, who was trying to bring his child back. Both the teenager and his father featured in the story. And Taub notes that the teen was also on another reality show, like Michael Jackson when he was a boy. Got undergraduate degree from Princeton. I find these sorts of things fascinating, frankly. So if you want to check that story out, it's easy for you to do so. Just go to Doug Steffen.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We could have yesterday back. How many times do you think that? I wish I could do over what I did yesterday that I didn't like. Nope. Be happy with what you have. Focus on today and what you want as you move forward. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join Jennifer and Molly and Kenny and Richie and me in a few moments with a focus on tattoos and children's cancer treatments, among other things. You want to check out his Forbidden Doctor newsletter as well, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, here's a great story for those of you who are critical of the police. And he said, "Oh, Doug, you're always being critical of the police." No, I'm not. I'm critical when they deserve attention, and I laud them when they do something individually or collectively that is worthy of attention. And this is on the top of that pile today. A wonderful police officer who told a teenager he had to go to the house and report to the teenager that his parents had been killed in a car crash. And when the officer, realizing obviously that this fellow didn't have his parents, one of the things he learned about Eric Ellison was he was graduating. And so the policeman said, I'm sorry, the Eric, the policeman is Eric Ellis, and the youngster is it Cassie Porte? Is that how you pronounce the name? Something close to that.
Sure.
When he found out that the parents, I mean, that the boy was graduating from high school, he said, I will come in your parents' stead. And that's what he did. The parents, by the way, were killed by a drunk driver. They were on a motorcycle. And so Ellison had to go and share the bad news with the family. Found the youngster at home, alone. When he expressed how upset he was that his parents had missed his high school graduation, which was a week away, police officer said, quote, your mom and dad will have front row seats looking down from heaven.
Mm.
Sweet.
You ever think about that when you go out without your kids?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and you're on the road. You're on an airplane. Just you and your wife.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Or
your kids are at home. And you there's things go through your head, man. It's scary.
Well, that's why you go back to our thought of the day today. And people who do crazy stuff, who can't figure out what to do and how to do it and that sort of thing, thinking about what you have versus what you want. A lot of people don't know what they want, but they know what they have. And think about that as you take your next step. It would seem to me that's a great lesson. We're happy to have that story for you to read and peruse at DougStephan.com. Here's a couple of things here that I would like to share with you. Richie's done a little research on some stuff that actually, when you get right down to it, these are so wonderful. How many of you understand when you go to the store, you buy one of this and you buy one of that, or you buy two of this and two of that, but yet with soft goods, there's an opportunity, and I don't know whether you get them at the grocery store, or you go to Costco, or you go to Best Buy, but it would seem to me only common sense as I look at this list, which we have posted at DougStephan.com today. The items to buy in large quantities. Why wouldn't you buy toilet paper unless you're all by yourself? You got a family?
I still buy. I'm just one rear end here.
Really?
And I still buy my toilet paper in bulk because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah. And the same with towels. I'm talking about Bounty towels, that kind of stuff. Buy a big bag of them and put them away. Soaps and shampoos. I don't know about that, Richie. Soaps and shampoos, there's always been a laugh here in my house.
You know, we always
because
do.
I don't buy them, I pick them up on the road and bring them home when I'm traveling. That changed a little bit.
Seriously, that's but, where you wash
oh
yourself
God.
From.
Well,
like
no, well, I don't because now, well, in the aforementioned or the previous world order here, when everything changed at the house, all of that stuff got tossed, and the new,
good.
Bigger bars of soap that
you use those when
cleansed.
You travel.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I can totally see you with a closet full of hotel soap.
Why buy it when they give it to you for free?
And I can hear somebody yelling at the radio right now.
Oh my.
I'm with you. I'm with you, somebody.
Yeah, right.
Married, and she's my friend.
Yeah,
and right. You know what?
Yeah. Okay.
You're right about that.
You
know why
so
I don't
beautiful.
Buy the stuff like
thank
that
you,
in bulk?
Why?
Bars of soap, yes, I would buy in a multi-pack.
Bars of soap, maybe, yeah, right.
But shampoo, and I don't know, Molly, maybe you have this problem too, but I like to switch my shampoo every time because otherwise your hair kind of gets used to it, and then it doesn't look as good. So I like to use a bottle of shampoo and then switch to another brand and just kind of keep popping. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that's true. Hairdressers will tell you that as well, that your hair kind of just becomes accustomed to the shampoo or the conditioner, and then it doesn't work as well. And also you need to try new things and new scents, you know.
Huh. All right, Richie, what else is, let's see here,
well,
office
supply. I guess the one that I take away is batteries.
Batteries.
There are two reasons for this. A, you can save a little bit of money when you buy batteries in bulk. But B, you always want a stash of batteries around the house for when the lights go out or you know, something happens and you need batteries. So
can I ask
always
a question about
batteries,
George? Because I buy big packages of batteries, too, because, you know.
So anyway, moving along.
But why do I keep my batteries in the refrigerator? Is there any reason for that?
They say it keeps them fresher. If you live in a house with kids, batteries don't last long enough anyway. But
I mean, I just do it because I think I'm supposed to, but I don't know why.
I would say the science behind keeping your batteries cool is probably valid.
Okay.
So I would do that, even though I haven't looked it up.
All right.
I haven't seen a Mythbusters episode about it yet.
Let's see here. Detergents are on the list. Diapers are on the list. Coffee. Yeah. I would have thought coffee would spoil if you bought too much of it. I don't know.
Put it in the freezer until you're ready to use it.
Really?
Yeah, and you the K-cups come sealed pretty well, so if you buy that way.
Do you buy your diapers in bulk, Dougie?
Do I say what?
Do you buy your diapers in bulk?
Your adult diapers.
Very funny. The pantry items that you would buy, I guess maybe because I'm here in the house alone, cereal. No, I used to buy canned tuna that way because Charlotte ate a lot of canned tuna. People, soft drinks, that kind of stuff. No.
You know another thing that's on this list that we do?
What?
Toothbrushes.
Yeah.
We'll buy like the big 10-pack.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper, and it, you know, lasts you whatever, a year,
you
8 months.
You switched to Sonicare yet?
I had that, didn't like it.
Really?
Just away from it, yeah.
Oh, I love my Sonicare.
All right, so those lists, or that list is at DougStefan.com today. I have something to pass along before we get to Jack.
It's a kidney stone.
I was nice to think of that, Jennifer, but thank you. Ding, 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 ding. This came from a lady named Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Who likes to send things along that sort of put things into perspective. And so that's why I passed this along. This is aimed at what some people call the greatest generation, or the people, there are a lot of people listening to this program who are 50 and older. And so the focus has been on a comparison of that group, we call them baby boomers, to other groups that are younger. Many of these people have been homeschooled. For example, my mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. She said, quote, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning the house.
Yep, been there, heard that.
My mother taught me religion. Quote, you better pray that will come out of the carpet. End quote. My father taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Lovely. My father taught me about logic. Because I said so. Right? My mother taught me more about logic. If you fall out of the swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case. What's the rest of the line?
You go to the hospital.
An accident by a car.
An accident. Yes, there we go. We all learned that. My father taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to really cry about. My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. My mother taught me about being a contortionist. Just you look at that dirt on the back of your neck. Remember that. My mother taught me about stamina. You'll sit there until all that spinach is gone. Are we resonating here with anybody? My mother, I'm liking all of
them. Heard them all.
Yeah,
been there.
My mother taught me about hypocrisy. If I told you once, I told you a million times, don't exaggerate. I always loved that one. Anyway, food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, Dr. Jack Stockwell talking about better cancer treatments for children. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to feel better, more rested and relaxed at the end of the workday? Well, fortunately, there's a way. And here's the science of it.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
It seems that there are two types of workers, those with no energy at the end of the day and those with plenty. What's the difference? Workers who had something to look forward to at the end of their day weren't as tired when the workday was over. They had energy to spare. Tired workers, on the other hand, had no plans except to go home, rest up, and get ready to do the same old tiring rat race workday thing all over the next day. What's the chief psychological trick? Schedule no fun work stuff early in the day and enjoyable work toward the end. Because you have something to look forward to, you won't be as tired at the end of the day. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He has a voice everyone knows, but as a child, he stuttered so badly he refused to speak.
He was functionally mute for 8 years. He finally spoke thanks to a high school teacher who challenged him.
The young man had taken an interest in poetry. He wrote a poem the teacher thought was really good.
So good, the teacher thought it was plagiarized. The only way to prove otherwise was to recite it by memory in front of the whole class.
The young man did it. That day, he started coming out of his shell.
Eventually, he became an actor. You may know him as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
James Earl Jones turned his biggest weakness into his greatest strength. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Today on App Check, with Chop Sushi, you can pay $4 for a confusing puzzle game with awkward chopstick controls or not.
Sushi.
Chop Sushi.
Struck out.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Army's looking to alternative scanning methods at airports that might soon make the TSA obsolete. The Pentagon is examining large-scale biometric sensors that would scan passengers by examining their expressions, gait, and pose, while looking for abnormal perspiration and changes in body temperature. In short, they're looking at sweat scanners, which will allegedly detect if someone's subconsciously nervous, nervousness becoming manifest in excess body heat, sweating, or nonspecific erratic behavior, they say. Best they tout is that people would be unaware they were being camera scanned. At issue, of course, are false positives when, for instance, people late for a flight are sweating from running to catch their planes, or if you're at the airport already upset, you'd likely be pulled by authorities, which ironically would only make you even more sweaty and upset. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, one of the doctors in our stable of experts when it comes to things that are of import, and I want to get an alternative twist on it. I call on Jack, who's the author, along with his wife, Mary, of the Forbidden Doctor podcast, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This week the focus is on autism. We'll spend a little time on that. First, though, more children are surviving cancer than ever before, Jack, and without long-term complications from radiation and chemotherapy, according to research that's just out this week. What do you make of that?
Well, if you have, let's say you've got a 45-year-old adult male and a 4-year-old male, and they both have a similar form of brain cancer, or some other cancer in the body. That child has cells duplicating, replicating, rebuilding at a massive rate because he's a child and he has this ability to grow and repair and grow and repair and grow and repair that the adult doesn't have. So even though they may be under the assault of chemotherapy or radiation or something that is destroying cells, the adult's ability to rebuild and repair isn't anything like the child. So that's why we find children usually will survive and recover and live longer in many, even the most severe cases of cancer, than an adult will with a similar case.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is come-see-come-sa information.
Yeah. You know, you sit down and you think about it for a moment, it only makes sense.
Mm.
You know, a broken bone in a 4-year-old will repair almost twice as fast as a broken bone in a 40-year-old.
Good point. All right. New study finds that tattoos can cause serious long-term adverse reactions. Story at DougSteffen.com. No matter what it is, this is stuff wherever you put it in your body, according to the information from NYU anyway. If you have tattoos, my son has a number of tattoos, and so this information bothers me. What did you find in your research, Jack?
Well, the percentages are rather low. The problem, though, is the results can be really bad.
Mm.
Especially in some cases where an older tattoo has begun to fade a little bit and they want to put a new color over top of it. There's some very serious problems that can begin to edema, and then when they do that, some of the other colors can get loose into the bloodstream. Nausea, vomiting, shivering, edema in that area, something else called erythema nodosum, which is the building up of these little tiny bumps that start showing up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It's amazing how many teenage girls are out there getting these things done.
Yeah.
When you asked me to talk about that, this one of the last patients I saw in the clinic yesterday was this guy with his, I don't know, 16, 17-year-old girlfriend came with him. And she has this big spider web on her calf, this big spider web tattoo. And I asked her then, I said, you check into this stuff before you do it? No, it's the new fad.
Yeah, right. Not smart, but I mean, we do sound sort of like a couple of old-timers. I've said that to my son a lot, and he says, no, it's safe. He checked it out. And I trust his judgment, but I still have my reservations. All right, don't forget to sign up for the latest podcast. Tens of thousands of people listening every week to The Forbidden Doctor, this week on autism.
Forbidden Doctor. Yeah, Forbidden Autism Cure.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
Want to get away? Time for a little travel info from Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of BestFares.com. We're going to reroute the conversation for a moment to acknowledge what Southwest did for a woman who needed to go see her son. Pretty good story. A good PR for Southwest. Sometimes they get good PR, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they deserve it in the job, sometimes they don't. But it's a good story. We'll have it for you next, along with the great special deals. Tommy Swamy will be here with predictions on costs and where to go to save some dough. Up next here on Good Day.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Army's looking to alternative scanning methods at airports that might soon make the TSA obsolete. The Pentagon is examining large-scale biometric sensors that would scan passengers by examining their expressions, gait, and pose, while looking for abnormal perspiration and changes in body temperature. In short, they're looking at sweat scanners, which will allegedly detect if someone's subconsciously nervous, nervousness becoming manifest in excess body heat, sweating, or nonspecific erratic behavior, they say. Best they tout is that people would be unaware they were being camera scanned. At issue, of course, are false positives when, for instance, people late for a flight are sweating from running to catch their planes, or if you're at the airport already upset, you'd likely be pulled by authorities, which ironically would only make you even more sweaty and upset. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Tom Parsons is back with us. I'm going to introduce you to Swami Tommy.
I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree, Doctor of Thinkology.
I picked up the Florida paper and headline, Airfare Guru Predicts New Deals on the Horizon. I wondered, who's this guru? And lo and behold, it's our boy, Swami Tommy.
I've got a brain. How can I ever thank you enough?
So Swami Tommy is here. Before we get to his predictions, I think we ought to acknowledge what Southwest Airlines did. The praise is appropriate because they went beyond the call of duty after a woman learned her son was in a coma after an accident. So what I was confused by this. Did she get on the wrong plane?
No, she was on a Southwest flight. They had taxied. They were on the runway. The plane turns around, U-turns, goes back to the gate. They page her. She gets off the plane, has no idea what's going on. They tell her to go to the gate agent. She goes to the gate agent who said she had just received a phone call that the woman's son was in an accident and was in a coma. And Southwest took the action to rebook her free of charge on a nonstop to Denver where her son was. Gave her a lunch, gave her a private waiting area, delivered her luggage to where she was staying in Denver, took really great care of her, and then even called to follow up to see how her son was doing.
Well, and so the other side of this is that there were, a couple of weeks ago, a lot of hooting going on because Southwest refused to allow a woman to call her husband from the tarmac after she got a text from him saying he was about to kill himself, and then he did, and so they didn't come out of that
one. So this is Southwest either being extra sensitive or just doing the right thing. Either way, still a good story.
Whenever things happen like this, Tom, though, it seems that they get a lot of negative press when the fat seat stories happen.
There's skinny girls and heavy girls that they get kicked off of the airplane, because of the...
Well, fat girls and fat guys, too, not just girls.
Yeah, both ways, yeah.
Thank you. That's not makes us a
little girl that was dressed up skimpy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So Southwest is, they carry more people in the United States than any of the other airlines, almost by 50% or more. And when something happens with Southwest, it's unusual and makes news. In this case, so this was a good, they did something good.
Nice.
And,
all right. Give us your predictions as Tommy Swami got 60 seconds on
fares
and where they're going.
What happens? We think we have about 100 hours if you're traveling after August 25th through December 16th. If you're flying nonstop, if you have a nonstop flight out of your cities, wherever Southwest flies, if it's up to 500 miles one way, some of those airfares, especially on the short hauls, have gone to about $150 to $200 round trip.
Round trip?
If I'm right, I'll call you on Tuesday and toot my horn. If I'm not, I won't call you.
Okay, I'll remember that. This is the anniversary of an airplane racing a train. The airplane won the date 1910, Albany to New York City, $10,000 for aviator Glenn Curtis, who got his Curtis plane to New York before the train. Good God, 1910. Can you imagine? It's 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.